This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged Central American governments to do more to help contain illegal immigration in a visit to the region on Tuesday. He also voiced concerns about the health of local democracy and human rights. Speaking at a joint news conference with the Costa Rican president, Blinken said the United States wanted to hear from its partners in the region about their shared commitment to managing migratory pressures. He said good governance is crucial for confronting the challenges and seizing the opportunities of this moment, and yet we meet at a moment when democracy and human rights are being undermined in many parts of the region. Blinken cited erosion of judicial independence, crackdowns on independent media, and the suppression of anti-corruption efforts to illustrate his point. He also noted that the United States had also suffered its own setbacks. Many immigrants stopped at the U.S. border are from three violent and impoverished Central American countries. Those are Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. Washington has pledged to send aid in return for commitments to improve local governance. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau Tuesday laid flowers at a makeshift memorial in front of the Canadian Parliament for 215 Indigenous students whose remains were discovered last week at a former boarding school. The grim find at the site of the former Kamloops Indian Residential School was announced last week. Until 1969, the school was part of a network of boarding schools set up in the late 19th century to forcibly assimilate the country's Indigenous peoples. Trudeau later retweeted a message saying this is a painful reminder of what took place at a residential school and the impact still felt today. This is